Blog Talk Radio.
Great Awakening, Great Awakening Broadcast. Great Awakening, Great Awakening Broadcast. Open your heart, open your ears, hear what the Lord is saying. Open your heart, open your ears, hear what the Lord is saying. Great Awakening, Great Awakening, broadcast.
Now here's your host, Prophetess Dorita Virgo.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are happy to be here. Another episode. We just thank God for moving by His power, moving by His Spirit. We're just in awe of His presence, His glory. We just come to praise God today on the radio. Amen. This is your host, Prophetess Sherita Furlow, and we're going to be talking about the topic, Who Do Man Say That I Am? Amen. It's been on my heart all week long. Who do men say that I am? We're going to dig on in. We're going to do a quick word of prayer. I want to encourage each and every one of our listeners to make sure you go to our email. Email us. Let us know you're listening. Amen. At changemylife34@gmail.com. Again, that is changemylife34@gmail.com. And you can tune in here weekly with me. And I'm telling you, also go to the website, Sow a Seed Into the Radio Ministry, and that is SheritaFurlow.org. Again, S-H-E-R-I-T-A, Furlow, F-U-R-L-O-W.org. And you can find me on Facebook if you just type in Sherita Furlow. Amen. We enjoy preaching the Word of God live on Facebook as well. Amen. Connect to the ministry. And we honor and praise God for all of our listeners today. And we're going to just dig right there. We're going to dig right on in and not prolong the time. Father God, we just thank you for every listener. Father God, even as I release this word, we bind up every distraction, every demonic influence that may try to deter my mind. Father God, we just bind up every demonic attack. Father God, we just thank you for everybody that will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Father God, I pray that they don't hear me, but hear you, your Holy Spirit, through me, that they may get healed, delivered, and set free, and you may get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Who do men say that I am? Amen. During Jesus' time of ministry, he often wondered what people thought about him, because he really wanted people to receive salvation through his name. He really fought to do the will of his Father. Amen. And he was, what I love about Jesus is that he was confident that God has called him into the earth, amen, to just heal people, not only heal them, but save them from their sins. And we thank God that same Jesus is still alive today, sitting on the right hand of the Father. And we just give God the glory for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. With the evidence of power, miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. But he often wondered, who do men say that I am? So Matthew 16:13-20, we're going to talk about this today, and we're going to break this thing down on how this applies to you and your ministry in today's society we live in with the church, with the current church. Amen? Because how many know there's three kind of church people? Amen. You have the babies in the Lord. Glory to God. You have the people who are strong in faith that don't compromise the truth. Amen. And then you have the middle group, which is the lukewarm group, who love compromising the truth and is full of religion. Amen. So Jesus, amen, when he walked the earth, he knew how to address people, and he knew the three kind of people, amen, out there. Amen. He knew how to address people, whether he was ministering to them. There's a difference, amen. When he met the adulterous woman, he was full of grace. He was full of love. Amen. Hallelujah. He was full of grace toward the sinners. But when he dealt with the religious leaders, Jesus had a whole nother approach. He was very argumentative in a good way. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says that we're supposed to defend the faith. Amen. So he was very aggressive toward, amen, what God had called him to do. Amen. And he wasn't for the foolishness. Glory to God. That's what I love about Jesus. He didn't put up with foolishness. Amen. He knocked down tables because they came into the house of God, amen, with all this mess, amen, and selling in the house of God, amen, and not putting God first. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Amen. He set the standard. Jesus set the standard in the earth of how we should be as believers. But there was a problem in the land. Everywhere he went, people would fight against him. Yes, he healed people. Yes, amen, glory to God. People were delivered, saved, and set free. But there was a problem in the land. There were some jealous people after to destroy his ministry, to destroy his character. Amen. And to tell him he was a lie. They even called him a demon. Glory to God. So we're going to talk about this. Amen. Hallelujah. So Matthew 16, 13 and 20, Peter declares that Jesus is the Messiah. Amen. You got 12 disciples running with you, but it was Peter, the one said that he was the Messiah. Glory to God. There's something significant, something powerful about that. No matter how many people walking with you in ministry, you're going to get a faithful few that really, really want to help you build. Amen. But why? Because they believe in who you are. Amen. Glory to God. They know you're a true man and woman of God. Amen. So that's why, amen, they're able to not give you the, tongue and their opinion on everything. They just humble and they're willing to serve. They're not willing to always try to fight against what God called you to do or try to second guess or to make you second guess that, what God has called you to do. They don't fight the vision. They flow with the vision. My God, they don't fight against the vision. They flow with the vision. Those are the kind of people we need working with us in ministry, not Jezebel spirits, people who are full of Jezebel and just dealing with witchcraft and don't want to live holy. Amen. But when you walk in ministry, there must be a standard of holiness. Otherwise, you're going to fight against the people who God sent to birth you and to break that demon off your life. Amen. And you will be hindering your own blessing. Amen. Let's dig into the word. When Jesus came to the region of Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say that you're John the Baptist, others say you're Elijah, and still others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He wanted to know, what about what you think? Who cares what they say? Y'all walking with me. Amen, glory to God. I'm teaching y'all every day. I'm giving y'all wisdom. I'm giving y'all revelation. I'm teaching y'all. I'm mentoring y'all. I'm pastoring y'all. And who do you say that I am? Glory to God. But what about you? Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. My God, my God. Simon Peter, glory to God. He said to him, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This came from the disciple, Peter. Glory to God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you. Don't you know you're blessed when you're able to respect those who are sent by God? Come on. You God will bless your life for reverencing and giving honor to where honor is due to those who walk worthy of their calling in the faith. If you respect your leader, your leader is not a compromising preacher. He don't twist scripture. Amen. Give honor to that leader because there's not a lot of leaders out there that is willing to stand up for righteousness sake. They don't have a backbone. Amen. Because they want to be popular and famous. Glory to God. So they're willing to twist the truth. Amen. To continue to bring that source of income in. Amen. They want you to have faith, but they don't have. They lack the faith. Glory to God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father, come on, in heaven. Don't you know that the reason why you don't get no support in your ministry is because people don't have the eyes of the Spirit to know who you really are? If they knew who you really were, hallelujah, they would put respect on your name. Come on. They would when you come into the building, they will say, God bless you, prophetess so-and-so. God bless you, apostle. Amen. We appreciate you taking out your time. We honor you, man and woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. But now these days, they will destroy you. They will respect you 1 minute and destroy you the next. Why? Because they are the one lukewarm. They are the one undecisive. They're not connected to God. They have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Amen. That's why they wish you watch it with you. Amen. That's why they jump sides and jump the fence. Amen. And straddle the fence, not only with God, but with you. When they get with that clique, they talk about you. And then when they get with you, they talk about somebody else. Glory to God, because they're unstable in all their ways. Amen. Glory to God. They don't know who they are in God. How in the world are they going to know who you are in God if they don't even know who they are in God, because they are lukewarm. They have compromised. They have settled for less. Glory to God. Amen. But God got a people that will spot you in the room of the Spirit and call you a prophet to this nation and call you an apostle, call you a teacher, call you, amen, glory to God, and they'll tell you what God has called for you to do. And that thing will begin to resonate in your spirit. And the more you begin to seek the Lord, he'll start to reveal himself to you. Amen, glory to God. And the more you get close to God, he will show you that the prophets that he sent you, amen, he's just confirming his word. Come on now, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, that's why you're having a hard time, glory to God, connecting to the right people. Why? Because they have a form of godliness. They're full of religion, but they don't have relationship. Amen, because if they have relationship, we ought to know who our brothers and sisters are in the Lord. Jesus said, the Bible said, glory to God, know them that labor among you. Glory to God, hallelujah. And these are people that will throw your name in the mud. Don't you know why they have a desire to do that? They'll tape your, these people are so evil, they'll put a tape recorder and video camera you preaching. Amen. They'll tape messages of you. Amen. They'll try to twist you up and try to twist your words to throw you to the dogs for people, witches and warlocks will start attacking your ministry. Why? Because they're not called by God. But Peter, glory to God, amen, said, amen, you are the Son of the living God. When others called Jesus a Beelzebub, when others called Jesus, amen, a lying prophet, amen, somebody saw the best in him. There's a song that say, he saw the best in me. Don't you know, not only God sees the best in you, but anybody that carries the authentic Holy Ghost, not the counterfeit Holy Ghost, not no demon type spirit that's mimicking the Holy Ghost, but I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, glory to God, that was birthed through persecution, glory to God, that God has granted you his spirit because of your obedience and because of your yes. Glory to God. God will show you. Amen. If you're dealing with demons at your job and witches, on your job and witches in your church, God will reveal who they are. Even on Facebook, God will reveal who you're dealing with. Come on, somebody. Why? Because the greater lives on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Don't you know, hallelujah, that even the devil's people know who you are in God? Don't you know the enemy, these witches, they got discernment too. Hey, they can see too out of their third eye. And they know you're a true prophet. They know you're a true evangelist. They know that you're sold out. Glory to God. And they'll be, Satan will send them to cause confusion in your life. I just had on Facebook the other day, glory to God, amen, I looked at the page and the Holy Spirit said, sorcerer, glory to God, hallelujah, and I began to scroll down, amen, and on the Facebook page, amen, you see the person lighting candles and setting up an altar, amen, and doing all kinds of voodoo, amen, I began to block that Facebook page, hallelujah. How many know that if the witch or the warlock don't come to you saying, what must I do to be saved, amen, they will attack you, glory to God, and will try to destroy you. And you're not saying that you're scared, but some people got to be cut off. The Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee. Some people, you got to delete them out your life. They're not coming for the right reason, glory to God. They're coming to deter you from seeking the will of your Father, from pressing toward the mark of the prize of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. They're coming to stop you from pursuing God. They're coming to stop you so you don't see who you really are in God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're coming to stop you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because they are of their father, the devil. Amen. And they want to stop the will of God. One thing I love about God, when people come against the call of God on your life, they're not coming against you, but they're coming against the Father in heaven. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. They're not fighting your ministry. They're not fighting you, but they're fighting the God that put you on assignment in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you fight against God's people, you fight against God himself. Amen. The Bible said, if these men be of God, you will find yourself fighting against God. That's the word of God. If there's an if these men, not everybody preaching the gospel is from God. I even seen people that preach truth and they still love their father, the devil. You have to know them who labor among you. Who do man say that I am? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody that says, amen, they'll try to stop different connections. Amen. They'll try to put your name, put a bad taste in people's mouth concerning your name so that people, because they're so jealous, so that people won't connect with you. Amen. But don't you know, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, that Jesus is the only door. You already walked in the door. They're trying to close doors that you already walked in. Come on. They're trying to shut off contamination. I mean, they're trying to shut off connections that have already been contaminated. That ain't no benefit to you anyway. They did you a favor when they put their mouth. Because if that person believed what that soothsayer or whatever that person, that negative person told them, then they are their father, the devil, too. Because if you really walking in God the way you say you are, you don't believe every Tom, Sarah, and Sue about what they said about the next man. But you'll try the Spirit, by the Spirit, and see whether it be of God. Come on now. You don't listen to what people say, glory to God, when you truly have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't control relationships. That's witchcraft. You don't set up, I don't deal with this clique, and I don't deal with those certain people. And if you deal with them certain people, I don't want to deal with you. Well, let me tell you something. If God tell me to connect, I'm going to connect. And if God tell me to disconnect, I'm going to disconnect. Why? Because God has seers. People that have the Holy Ghost, amen, and spend time with God, amen, they are seers. And we see plots. Even before you see it, even before you know that the devil about to use you in 6 months or in 3 months or whatever the time span we stay connected. The enemy know, the devil know, and the person that's carrying the Holy Ghost, they know. Only person who's clueless is you. Why? Because you have no idea that you about to be used by the devil because you're walking in darkness. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who do man say that I am? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I am the Son. You are the Son of the living God. Only there are people that God is sending in your life. Only they can see. You done heard so many lies told about you. You starting to believe it. You have heard so many people say so much negative stuff about you. You believe it, but God has sent that prophet. God has sent that person that you know you never knew, that stranger, to tell you what God says, who God says you are. And you'll look at that person and say, only God could have told you that because my upbringing, amen, people told me I'd never be nothing. They lied on me, talked about me like a dog. But when God pull you out of that religious witchcraft territory and he bring you and receive you, and begin to mold and break those evil spirits off your life. He'll pull you aside, pull you out. He'll take you, pull you, come from out among them. He'll pull you from among them and separate you. Amen. And then he'll send people to confirm who you really are, to reshape your identity. Because it's the enemy's job for you to believe a lie concerning your destiny. Hallelujah. Them people, they're religious people. And they will tell you a lie in a heartbeat. They'll tell you that you're a prophet when you're really an evangelist. And when you really an apostle. They don't know who you are in God. They got you confused. One minute they say you're an apostle. The next minute they say you're a prophet. The next minute they say you this, and you're confused. You don't even know who you are because you're listening to religious people. People that don't have, they have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. But when you're weak and when you're vulnerable and when you don't have Jesus, amen, you're not built in the things of God and you're not built in the word of God, you'll believe all that mess. You'll believe all them lies. When people say that, talk about you like a dog, you'll believe it. You'll begin to believe what they say. But God has people that will speak life to you. Even when death is all around you, there are people that will speak life. Many times God used me to speak life to people. And when I spoke life to them, it broke those religious curses off their life. It broke all the negative demons and stereotypes off their life. And when they came, because they came in contact with a true prophet of God, somebody that been there, done that, glory to God. So you never know what people are going through. Amen. Glory to God. You never know. But all you need is a divine connection so that when we begin to speak life into you, you will feel the power of God. And you will know that it's God that is speaking and not us. Come on now. You'll begin to cry and begin to praise God. Many times I have met people. I ain't never knew them. I ain't never seen them a day in my life, but God helped me to meet them and speak life to them. And they begin to cry. And that builds their faith in God. Because the people that they're around tell them something different. But when they meet that stranger that they never knew before in their life, it was a lady in Winn-Dixie, needed a word from the Lord. God had me go up to her in Winn-Dixie. I began to minister to her. The power of God showed up. People wanted to tell us to be quiet, but God had the muzzle. God had muzzled the mouth of the people for that moment for this lady to receive. She received a breakthrough in the Winn-Dixie. And I'm not saying that to be prideful. I'm telling you that God is a God outside of the four walls. We are walking instruments of God. We're supposed to carry the glory of God. And when you carry the glory of God, amen, you're able to speak life into people. You're able to speak to those dead bones. Glory to God. Because it's not about what man say you are. It's about who God says you are. Hallelujah. God reveals to us who you are. Amen. Because I should be able to identify my true brothers and sisters in the Lord, because we're going to meet in heaven. And all of us is going to be alike. We're the same. We may be different cultures, different races, and different ethnic groups or whatever like that, but we are the same because we are in the true vine, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are one. We are family. Glory to God. We should be able to identify one another. If people can't identify who you are, that's because they're not a part of the body of Christ. They have sold their soul to the devil. Either that or they're just a baby in the Lord and just can't see. Hallelujah. But God wants to give you, he wants to encourage you today. He wants to encourage you, amen, to let you know today on the radio that he is with you. He never left you. All you got to do is surrender to God. He will raise you up to preach to them same old people that came against you. Many times I have had my enemies call me to apologize. Come on now. God will have your enemies come back. Not all the time. But amen, he will allow your enemies to come back and say, you were right. You were right, woman of God, I am sorry, I repent. They'll come back to you to repent, glory to God. And they will let you know, amen, amen. And they'll have to come back and reverence the God in your life. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It got something to do with the God in you. They got to come back and reverence the God on your life or their life will be cursed. Don't you know there's a lot of people right now, life is cursed. Because they'll put their mouth on the wrong people. Hallelujah. And many people don't believe that. They say, oh, no, God, you know, his grace is sufficient. Yes, that is true. However, if you don't repent, amen, from how you treated people, and if you're still living in a destructive way to come against the people of God, don't you know God will turn you over to a reprobate mind? amen, he will curse you. You know why? Because you already denied Christ. You deny him when you come against his work. You deny Christ when you come against his people. You deny Christ when you love hearing gossip about people rather than praying for them and restoring the people. You rather laugh and take and entertain mess. Now, everybody, we know that there are false prophets. We know that there are false people that are in the land. God already warned us. He already told us that there are false prophets and false leaders in the land. We know that because we are in the last days. But that we don't use that as an opportunity and an excuse to bang people name in the mud. God has enough power to expose the devil. Hallelujah. Don't you know that if that person ain't dead yet, they still have an opportunity to get delivered and be set free and turn from their sin? Hallelujah. So we have to be careful, amen, that we're not putting labels on people that God didn't put on. God will label you cursed and he will label you blessed. But do you want to change? Do you want to surrender? That's not us. That's not up to us to intervene. Our job is to just give you the word of God. It's up to you. Is what you do with it is your problem. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to be careful for nothing how we treat God's people. And not just that, how we treat sinners. God don't like how we treat sinners. If we say we are baptized, Holy Ghost filled, amen, we're treating sinners and we're telling them they're going to hell, we're not showing love to them. We can tell them, you know, in love that the wages of sin is death and you know, the what happens if they don't receive Jesus. Of course, we still need to tell them that. But you say things from a compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion toward the sinners. Like we say that, like I said earlier, I'm telling you, God, when he dealt with these sinners, he showed love. When he dealt with the prostitute, the adulterous woman, or whoever she was, he showed love to her. Amen. We got to show love to the sinners because that's what draws the people. Amen. We're still talking about who do man say that I am. Amen. Let me continue reading. We're almost done. I hope you're blessed. I'm a little bit tired because I started, amen, the broadcast a little early this morning. Amen. But that's all right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus replied, blessed are you. We're at the 17th verse, Matthew 16. Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh in blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, or the gates of Hades, will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Now, he ordered the Messiahs at the 20th verse. Then he ordered them. It was a commandment. It was a command not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Don't you know we ain't really got to go around telling people we prophets? And we don't really have to go around telling people anything. If they really got connected to God like they say they are, they'll know who you are in the spirit, period, point blank. And Jesus had so many demonic attacks against his ministry, he did not want them telling them all his business. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you know every time they went and told people that he was the healer, that he healed this man, that the man received the miracle, Jesus' ministry was up under attack. So all you that want to run and tell everybody what God is doing, and you just want to tell people that God, you know, is doing this and doing that, that's great, but we got to be careful. We're running our mouth so much. Amen. Because we are dispatching demons to attack our ministries because they hate it. Some things don't have to be said. Everywhere you go to preach, you don't have to mention. Do things in secret, and God will reward you openly. God bless you, Prophetess Sharita Furlow. Tune in weekly. I pray that you learned something. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray that this word encourage you and build you up where you've been torn down. In Jesus' name. Amen.